Listen to the podcast. What is the presenter's aim?
Hi, and welcome to this week's Science for Life podcast. In the first talk in the series on senses, we looked at sight. Today, it's all about taste. Have you ever eaten or drunk something and just thought, "Yuck, that is disgusting"? You must have tried my cooking. Sorry, stupid joke. Do people think you're a fussy eater? Someone who refuses to eat different foods? Well, you might just be a super taster. This is someone with a higher density and number of taste cells compared with the average. That must be great, right? To be better than average means you must really enjoy your food. Wrong. Super tasters can't stand a whole range of foods, including green vegetables like broccoli, sour fruits like lemons or grapefruit, hot and spicy dishes with lots of chilies, and coffee. Some super tasters are also sensitive to sugar. Imagine that, missing out on your birthday cake because it tastes too sweet. This was the biggest shock for me when researching this talk, that being a super taster can actually limit the range of foods you enjoy. So, how do you know if you're a super taster? A test was developed using a bitter-tasting chemical. The population varies in its ability to taste this chemical. Surveys suggest that approximately 50% of people can detect the taste, but not very strongly. About 25% cannot taste it at all. That leaves about a quarter of us who have a very strong reaction to the bitter taste. These are our super tasters. As you might expect, non-smokers and those who don't regularly drink tea and coffee are more likely to be super tasters. Across the population in general, women are more likely to be super tasters than men, and young people more likely than adults. Although the receptors for taste and smell are replaced regularly, something like every 10 to 30 days, as we get older, the total number of these receptors drops. So our sense of smell and taste fade over time, especially after reaching about 70. In fact, smell plays a huge role in our perception of flavour. Yes, smell. Sure, we eat with our mouths and the taste buds are located there, but the nose and mouth work together. What most people don't realise is that we need the receptors in the nose to work with the taste buds to produce the sophisticated range of flavours we get from our diet. Think about what happens when you have a cold. You can't taste anything, right? In fact, try this test. Hold your nose and eat a strawberry. It tastes just like water. Not sweet, not fruity, just watery. The tongue can pick up only five main taste categories: sweet, salty, sour, bitter, and umami. This is a Japanese word to describe savoury foods like soy sauce, dried meats, and strong cheese. It's the nose that's really doing the hard work in making your food taste good. Humans have about 350 different receptor genes for smells. Their job is to recognise the chemical pattern given off by different foods. Estimates vary as to how many individual smells humans can detect, but one study suggests it's as many as 1 trillion. Amazing! Many people from the team here at the Science for Life office tried the test, and I was really hoping to get super taster status, but I'm sorry to say I was the worst taster of the whole group. Must be all that black coffee I drank at college. Anyway, that's all from me today. There'll be more from us on senses in next month's podcast, so don't forget to join us then.